Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Somebody said to Brother Smith Wigglesworth years ago, man mightily used of God in faith, but uneducated. He wrote a letter to a young minister, and the young minister saw him later, and he said, Brother Wigglesworth was kind of a gruff speaking man, and he said, did you get my letter? And he said, yeah, Brother Wigglesworth. He said, did you know you spelled Holy Spirit about 7 different ways in that letter? Which we shouldn't have said. Right? This is his elder, right? How many know that was disrespectful? And Brother Wigglesworth said, well, did you understand what I said? He said, well, yes, sir. He said, that's all.
Amen.
And you know, you can know Greek and Hebrew and Chaldean and every other thing and still not know what God's saying. The important thing is, what is God saying? Sarah, Sister Sarah, Mother Sarah, was a woman and is a woman. She's in heaven right now, very much alive.
Amen.
Of faith. Everybody say, woman of faith.
Woman of faith.
And it says, Sarah herself. Every word's significant. What does this mean? This thing wasn't just done only on Abraham's faith. Right? Sarah was in faith too. How vital it is that husbands and wives get in faith together. Well, if anybody, if you ought to be able to get anybody to agree with you, it ought to be your husband or wife. Right? Y'all ought to be able to get into agreement. But you know, many times people don't. Did you know you can pray, you can take hands and pray a prayer and never get into agreement? Did you know that? Just because you ask for something, just because you pray a prayer, does not mean you got into agreement. I know some friends of ours. Some years ago, part of what they did was build spec houses and sell them. And they had built a real nice house and were living in it while they were trying to sell it and some others. And so the husband told the wife, he said, you know, let's call these sold and believe for them just like we did here earlier. And so they agreed, and man, house sold, house sold, house sold, house sold. Except the one they're living in. And it went on month after month after month. And he said, man, this is taking a while. He said, you know, it's sold, right? And she said, yeah. And
there it is.
2 years and it's not sold. And he said, man, you know. And finally he said, are you in agreement with me about selling this house? She said, no. He said, no, we prayed the prayer. She said, I know, but I like this house. How many know you can pray? That don't mean you're in agreement. Right? And he said, well, honey, he said, I'm planning on building us a better one than this in a different place. And he talked to her, and they got, and finally, she saw what he had in mind clearer, and they did get an agreement. And I think it was 2 months it was sold.
Amen.
Everybody say agreement.
Agreement.
Of faith.
Of faith.
Not just agreement of concept, agreement of mentality, agreement of feeling, agreement of faith. Two people in faith about the same thing.
Amen.
Now, Sarah herself, even though you can get an agreement with people, you can't just believe for people.
Right.
And they can't just believe for you. Now, there is an exception to this, is small children. You can believe for your small children just like you do for yourself. You can receive a healing for your 3-year-old just like you receive it for your own body.
Amen.
I'm talking about your child. Now, my faith is limited concerning your child. I can agree with And depending on how much you respect me or believe in me and how much you're believing, my faith can have. But if it's your child and you're doubting it and not believing it and I'm trying to believe for it, that's a problem. Because you have more authority in your child's life than I do. That's why it bothers me when I see children down in healing lines and the parents are not there. Even when it's grandparents. Because it's not the same. The parent has more authority spiritually in their child's life than the grandparents do. Now, it ought to be that when we need to believe something for the child, the parents and the grandparents are in agreement.
Yeah.
Amen. Unity of faith, believing for the thing.
Amen.
And here we see Abraham was in faith, but Sarah also herself. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Sarah herself.
Amen.
Not just her plus somebody, but her. She received strength to conceive seed and was delivered or brought forth a child when she was past age. Why? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. Hallelujah. Faith judges God faithful. Faith is a receiver. Faith is a conceiver. Let me go over these three statements. You see them very, very pointed in this verse. Faith is a receiver. Right?
Amen.
Faith is a giver. We've already seen that. But faith is also a receiver. You had to receive Jesus as your Lord.
Amen.
You received the new birth. You received the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. You receive your finances. You receive your healing. Faith is a receiver.
Yes.
And faith also, part of being a receiver, part of this, is faith judges God faithful.
Yes.
Do you know that people are judging God every day?
Yes.
People talking about, well, God judging people. Well, people are judging God. Like most of them don't even realize they're doing it. But they are. She judged God what?
Faithful.
What do other people judge Him? Let me read to you from some other translations, and it really brings this out. The Amplified here. The Amplified says, because she, Sarah, considered God who had given her the promise to be reliable and trustworthy and true to His Word. Glory to God. What about these folk that you're talking to them about God and about healing or something like that? And they say, well, now, you just never know. Did they just judge God?
Yes.
Yeah, they did. They wouldn't call it that, but they did. What did they just judge Him?
Unreliable.
You just never know.
Yep.
What if I told you about a car of mine? And you said, and I'm going to let you use the car to go to Springfield. And you said, well, how about this? A good car? And I said, well, you just never know. You might make it to Springfield. And you might make it to Nixa. Or you might not get out of Branson. What am I telling you?
Not reliable.
Is it a rely? Can you count on it?
No.
I'm telling you, no, you can't count on it. Don't rely on it. Don't trust it. Don't leave in cold weather at nighttime. Wait till it's pretty and daylight and stuff is open. So you have opportunities to do what you need to do. I'm telling you, you just never know about that Ford or that Chevy or whatever it is. Just never know. What if I told you, no, that's a good car.
Yeah.
You can count on that. I'd drive that car to the West Coast. What am I telling you?
Reliable.
Good car. Reliable car. What about when people say, well, about God? Well, you just never know. He might answer your prayer. He might not. Sometimes He says yes. Sometimes He says no. Sometimes He says, wait a while. You just never know. Now, I know I just quoted some things that people say and believe, but where's that at in the Bible?
Right.
I said, where's the scripture? Where's the verse? First of all, before you start trying to believe for something, you need to find it in the Bible. Find it in here. Find the scripture for what you're believing for. And if the Lord told you He would do something in here, can you count on Him to do what He told you He would do? Is He reliable to His Word? Yes, He is. He's reliable. But see, you have to judge Him to you faithful and reliable. Well, then He'll do what He told me He'd do. Did He say, if any two of you agree as touching anything you ask, it would be done for you of my Father which is in heaven?
Yes.
Come on, did He say it?
Yes.
Can we count on Him?
Yes.
We can count on Him.
Amen.
Then it's happy time.
Yes.
We can go ahead and be happy.
Hallelujah.
He's already heard our prayer.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
How can you be happy? Because you can count on God.
Right.
He's reliable.
Yes.
He told us He'd do this.
Amen.
Believers would lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. There's not all these ifs and ands and buts phrases that men put in there. Jesus said, believers would lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Can you count on that?
Yes.
People say, well, we hope so. But you just never know. They just judged God unreliable. I know they didn't mean to. They wouldn't say it like that, but that's what they did. But Sarah, did she have a miracle in her life?
Yes.
Conceived and brought forth a baby when she was 90 years old. The Bible said she was past the season of childbearing. She was past that. She'd gone through the change of life. Abraham's 99. What if you seen them today and they went over to the hospital here? 99 and 90. They said, we won't get a checkup. And they said, what for? Just a regular checkup? No, we're going to have a baby. He's 99. She's 90. What do you think they'd say? What do you think would be happening in the waiting room or at the counter? I am so sure. Grandpa. Grandma. You go, yeah, right. Now, the reason I go through this is because that's what both of them did. Both of them, when they first heard it, laughed. And it was total unbelief. But they're in the book. And they had the miracle. What does that mean? They got over it. They recovered from their unbelief and got in faith and stayed in faith and got results. Can you start out in unbelief and wind up in faith?
Yes.
Can you blow it and mess up bad and get in doubt, but get straightened out and get in faith?
Yep.
Can you start out in faith and get to wavering and get in doubt and get back in faith and get it anyhow?
Yes,
yes you can. Yes, you can.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.